WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Matt Gaetz is out as President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General after Gaetz, amid increased scrutiny over allegations of sex with a minor. About the new candidate?
She's former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says it's no surprise Trump picked her just hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew.
Trump was ready with another loyalist.
She also tracks well with Trump's positions.
She wants to overturn, like Trump, some of the ACA provisions of Obamacare, that she herself opposes same-sex marriages.
Matt Gaetz withdrew amid investigations into allegations of sex trafficking and illicit drug use, which he denies. But he did praise Pam Bondi, calling her a stellar selection. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Mr. Trump's defense secretary pick, Fox News' Pete Hegseth, met with GOP senators to bolster his chances of confirmation as he pushes back against sexual assault allegations made against him in 2017.
As far as the media is concerned, I'll keep this very simple. The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared.
A second storm has blasted the Pacific Northwest on the heels of this week's bomb cyclone. Hundreds of thousands of customers still have no power. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn.
A lot of trees down, huge trees, not just branches across power lines, but full trees have been coming down that you wouldn't think would be susceptible to high winds.
A first from Russia and its war in Ukraine. The Kremlin fired a new type of hypersonic missile at Dnipro. Vladimir Putin says it's a response to the U.S. approving use of American-made missiles that can strike deeper into Russia. The BBC's Paul Adams from eastern Ukraine.
President Zelensky said the use of a ballistic missile was yet more proof that Russia had no interest in peace. He criticized what he called the lack of a strong reaction from Ukraine's allies. Putin is very sensitive to this, Mr. Zelensky said. He's testing you.
The USDA says more than 167,000 pounds of fresh and frozen ground beef products are being recalled over E. coli concerns. They're all manufactured by Wolverine Packing. At least 15 people have gotten sick. No surprises over this year's MLB MVPs. L.A. star Shohei Ohtani clinched for the National League with a 50-homer, 50-steal season. He spoke through an interpreter.
I think this MVP is, I'm just representing the Dodgers. It was a complete team effort.
Yankees captain Aaron Judge claims the American League title.
You know, this is such a blessing. I got to thank God every day for this opportunity to be here and wear pinstripes and do it in New York.
Both votes unanimous. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting. It was a really cool thing just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 40. This afternoon, the wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy again with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, the Thursday before the biggest Thursday of the year. We're counting down the days here till Thanksgiving. Our question of the night is, what Guinness Book of World Record do you think you'd have a shot at? Given your talents, it is National Guinness Book of World Records Day. What record do you think is within reach? What do you think you could do, given your talents? Conrad says, what did you say?
Curb scratches on my tire.
Yeah, that's pretty specific. I say procrastinating. I know those aren't technically Guinness Book of World Records. Let's find out what our next, what our guests say. We have new guests in the studio. These guys are from Comedy City in De Pere. I'm thrilled to have them here. It's Nick Wallen, Scott Rumat, and Nick Hendel. Mm-hmm. All right. Guys, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually missed a syllable on my name.
I did?
It's Wallander.
Oh, Wallander.
It happens all the time.
You know what? I'm going to blame Conrad. He just started here, and that's a merit point.
Yeah, I just started about a year and a half ago.
I'm sorry about that, Nick. So I think I saw Wallander, but I almost thought I was thinking the TV show Young Wallander. I'm like, yeah. No, it's Wallen. But I was wrong after all. All right, Nick Wallander. Well, it's great to have you guys here. Regardless of names, it's great to have you guys here. So do you guys have something you think you could – would be within reach Guinness Book of World Record wise? Could you improv something?
Yeah, I could probably definitely drop as much items as possible. I'm really good at dropping things. I knock things over. I have my cat that takes after me. He knocks things over all the time. I could just easily just drop anything.
Make a little money off your cat, that sounds like.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Yeah,
well, Nick and I recently actually participated in something that is involved in the world. A Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
The world's largest ball of paint.
Ball of paint? How does that work?
Well, this guy in Indianapolis, I think it's like 37 years ago, he had a baseball. He painted it, and then he painted it again and again. His son got involved. They decided to make the ball grow as big as they possibly could. And eventually, he got the attention of the Guinness Book of World Records, and he lets people just come visit him and paint the ball.
Oh, my gosh. So where is your tie-in with that?
Oh, because we were going to a festival in Tennessee, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and we decided we were going to drive and stop at a few places along the way. And we picked that as one of the locations to stop at. We showed up and painted the ball of paint, which was over 10,000 pounds in weight at that point.
What?
In time. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for a moment, for about 2 hours, we were the ones who got them to the world record because it's progressively getting bigger. It's still the world record winning paintball.
This is like karma, I think. Just the fact that we're doing this question tonight and you guys are part of a record. So how big is the ball now?
It's huge. I mean, it's
as big as
you take up your hands this room. The radio.
It's wider than a car, I would say.
Yeah.
And they just keep it the same spot because it's too heavy to move, I would assume.
Yeah.
Can you roll it?
You could, but it's actually on a harness type thing that was sponsored and paid for by Sherwin Williams, if I'm correct. I guess they paid for the rig on it. He's got like a digital scale above it that tells you how much it weighs. And then he writes like the number of layers on the ball right before you paint it. So we were at like 29,000 and some change was the layer number that we did.
Do you get to pick the like the gloss or flat paint or like
you get to pick the color?
You can pick the color.
So we picked green for Green Bay.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, the Indianapolis Star was there snapping pictures for a story that day. So
Wow, that was a great trip.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some pictures out there if any of you want to go look it up. It's pretty insane.
I believe you. I don't think we need proof. I think it's a... So this is fun. All right, you guys are part of Comedy City. Tell us a little bit about what Comedy City is and what you guys do.
All right, Comedy City is an improv comedy theater where we take suggestions from the audience and incorporate them into various improv games, little scenes. And depending on the show, sometimes it's a longer scene. So basically, it's an interactive environment where the audience gives us suggestions, and then we create the story on the spot, or we use it in a song or a little gimmicky game that improv people have been doing for years. So basically, it's just something that didn't exist before the audience came in, and they get to be a big part of creating it.
It's really interesting, Nick, when you and I were emailing, you said you might want to ask me what improv is, because a lot of people might not technically know. Like you hear, like when I was a stand-up, I worked at the Improv. People might think it's a building or a whatever, but it is a form. It's an art form. So tell people that might not know that are listening exactly what improv is.
All right. So as I described earlier, improv is creating some sort of performance on the spot. And it's usually using suggestions, whether it's from the audience or some other means. Nothing is pre-planned. And the other big part about it is that it's usually team-oriented. You're almost always going to have two or more people working together.
Okay.
And they use a core concept called yes and in improv, which means when something is presented to you, you accept it and you build upon it. You make it better. You add to it. And essentially that's what has been the base of improv for like well over like a century plus, I think, since it's taken hold in America. Yes and is the core concept, and beautiful things get created that nobody knew could exist because everyone decided to accept each other's ideas and take it wherever it went.
And that's the beauty of it. And I love, like, so if you're on stage like with Scott and Scott says, hey, you bought a store, you'd say yes. And
yes,
because if you say no, the scene's done.
Yeah, the scene's done. Yeah, and it's counterintuitive because a lot of people think that entertainment, or if you're watching a movie, every scene is based on conflict and people should disagree. Well, conflict isn't always disagreeing, and conflict doesn't have to be between two people. The conflict can come from external sources. So the fun is finding that game within the game. Like, all right, we're on this journey together, but like, what are we working on together? What are we going to? What problem are we going to solve together? And sometimes there's conflict that comes into play, but it's all still based in yes and. You're agreeing that that conflict is legitimate and then adding to the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah, that's so great. And I noticed if you can hold your arm up for the stream, I saw the tattoo. Yes and. This is how serious these guys take their craft. That's so cool.
It's a good note so I don't forget.
Just so, in the middle of the scene. All right, so tell us a little more about Comedy City. Where are you guys? I think I heard that you've been around almost 40 years.
Yeah.
How did it get started? Give us a little bit of the background, if you
right
would.
Right near here, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
history goes back a little farther. So right now we're in downtown De Pere. We'll get to that later. So Comedy City as an entity started back in 1987, and it was a franchise of Comedy Sports, which is a national chain of improv theaters, which, yes, there's even chains of improv theaters. Milwaukee actually has one still. Yeah. So we started out in Oshkosh, from what I understand, for about a year, and then they moved closer to Green Bay and ran as a Comedy Sports franchise until about 1999, and then they converted over to Comedy City. They kept some of the same concepts and ideas of team versus team improv.
Okay.
So that's what Comedy Sports is. You had a red team and a blue team, a referee, And it's sort of like Whose Line Is It Anyway, but more structured. The points actually mattered.
Yeah.
To an extent, somebody did win or lose. The franchise, I'm sure there was a business decision behind leaving the franchise, but same core concept. It became Comedy City. And then I think about year 2000, Mike Esserkan, the current owner of the Troupe, did take over it. So he's been running that since about 2000. And then we've been Comedy City, and then we've gradually changed our format a little bit. We still play a lot of the same smaller, short-form improv games, but we are less competitive with how we do it.
Okay.
That's more or less the history, and we've bounced around. One of our early locations as Comedy City was downtown. Scott, you know more about that.
Yeah, the subway right there.
The subway, the sub shop,
subway, yeah. Sandwich, yeah.
And Washington Street, yeah. Yeah. This is Washington Street,
yeah.
This is, it's like a block away. But there's also one when I used to watch improv when I was a kid, back when I was Comedy Sports. We'd come in and middle school, and we'd see them doing their shows, and it was right, I'm not even sure downtown anymore, but it was a bar like just a few blocks away.
Oh,
21 Steps, I think it was called. It was right near there, and then they moved to where the subway is now, and then we moved to De Pere.
Yeah, De Pere was probably almost 20 years ago, I would imagine.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
So do you guys only do improv, or do you write sketches too, or is it all pure improv?
Well, the thing about improv is it attracts a wide array of people with various talents. So some of our people do venture into things like writing plays. Like Mike Esserkan, for example, has written many plays. And produce them. So he's written books as well. And then there are other people that have tried stand-up. John Egan, a member of our troupe, is a stand-up in the area. He does a lot of shows in Northeast Wisconsin and around the region as well. So we do occasionally do a little sketch work. Not as much as we used to. We do regular sketch shows back in the day. But yeah, we can dabble in it. In fact, this weekend there is a special show at the club in conjunction with the Green Bay Fringe Festival. It's a fundraiser for them. It's called a 24-hour theater festival. So on Friday night at about 6 o'clock, the people who agreed to participate will gather at the theater, and then they'll split up into teams. They will have a writer, a director, and people acting. And the writers are going to get a prompt, and they're going to have 24 hours to write a script, about 5 to 10 minutes worth of content. And then bring that in the morning. They rehearse it. They basically learn the sketches and the skits, and they perform it on stage 6:30 Saturday night. So,
wow, yeah. How fun.
Yeah, so stuff like that happens. We don't do just improv there, so we take advantage of opportunities like that to try fun different things,
yeah,
when we get a chance to.
You got to keep it interesting for you guys, too, because even, I mean, improv, when you've done it enough, I'm sure you look for ways to make it, you know, and so you don't fall into those same, you know, whatever it is your responses are. You have to keep it interesting too, right? So that sounds like a great
absolutely.
Way to.
Yeah, there's definitely a hill that you're always constantly climbing and trying to be more and do more things.
That's awesome. Okay, so Scott Rumott, got it right. Nick Hendel.
Yep. Yep.
And Nick Wallander, not Wallen, are here in the studio from Comedy City in De Pere. When we come back, can we get a little sample of some improv? Maybe?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic.
Yes, and
you guys are going to perform. Nicely done. The guys are going to perform, and we will. This is a very short break, so they're going to stretch out and get ready, and then we will have live improv here tonight in the Nightlight Studios. This is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Watches from the corner of their eye, but there ain't no doubt, early down here, we're gonna take what the heck we got. Well, I'm out on the street, I walk the way I wanna walk.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. One of the most strident election deniers and ardent Trump supporters lost her Arizona U.S. Senate race November 5th. But Carrie Lake still has not conceded and may yet surface in Washington in President-elect Donald Trump's administration. After a broadcasting career, Lake made her name by refusing to acknowledge the results of the 2020 presidential election. She ran for governor in 2022, but lost by 17,000 votes to Katie Hobbs. Lake never conceded that race and challenged signature verification and the election process in Maricopa County. All seven claims and three lawsuits were dismissed. While disputing the election, she was accused of defaming Republican Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer, repeatedly claiming that Richer used 300,000, quote, illegal, invalid, phony, or bogus early ballots to manipulate the results. Lake settled the case November 17th for an undisclosed amount, according to the Washington Post. While still battling in court over her 2022 loss, Lake launched a U.S. Senate campaign, still refusing to accept the results of the 2022 election. This time, she lost by over 72,000 votes to Ruben Gallego and still has not conceded that race. The Arizona Republic reports that Lake was seen last week at Mar-a-Lago, one of many visits over the past year. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Listening or watching on the stream, Craig Knitt, who seems to know everybody in Green Bay, says, "Hey, Nix and Scott."
Yeah.
Nick's plural.
Oh, Craig.
Craig's been part of the troupe for a while.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't perform anymore, so we can scold him for being too busy.
Well, how are you part of the troupe if you don't perform?
Oh, it's
that's
Craig.
A good question.
Is he just boss people around or what?
Right. Yeah, Craig.
He says your suggestion. Okay, we'll get to that. I'll give a suggestion from Craig. Folks, if you want to, let's listen to what these guys do and set it up, and then if you want to chime in with a suggestion for what you guys want these to do, let me know, and we will feed your suggestion to the pros here. So tell us a little bit about what this game is and what you need from us.
All right. Well, we figured since we were going to be on the radio in front of microphones that we would do a little game that's known as Newscaster.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little fake newscast here, and it's going to be based on probably something we get from either you or Conrad here. And then we're just going to riff a newscast and have that be the breaking news. That
goes all right. Along with it. I love it. This is Nick Wallander, Nick Hendel, and Scott Rumat here from Comedy City in De Pere. Conrad, do you have a suggestion?
But that's actually, I'll give you a prompt because it's easier.
Oh, okay.
Have you encountered something that's inconvenienced you recently and you're like, oh man, why did that just happen?
I think this goes for both of us. A really slow driver.
Yes.
Ooh. All right. Let's hear a little bit. We're going to get a little bit of information. All right. Where did this happen most recently?
Highway 41.
Highway 41. Going to Green Bay?
Heading to Green Bay around Okano. Heading to Green Bay. Someone pulled out right in front of me and went like 30 miles. I almost rear-ended them.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
And what city were you near when it happened?
Okano.
Oh, Okano. Yeah. Of course, you just said that.
And it's incorporated.
What kind of vehicle is it?
It was a pickup truck, and like maybe 20 years old, 2005-ish.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can work with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that worthy of breaking news?
Oh, that's the fun
always.
Of improv. Is it,
always.
Yeah. If it was too interesting, it wouldn't be fun to work with. That's okay. What we like to say. All right. Here we go. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to downtown Green Bay at WGBW. This is Comedy City News Night. My name is Chuck Chuckles, and I am your news anchor this evening. Before we get into the breaking news that just came in, we need to remind you that this weekend weather looks like it's going to be great. We'll get a forecast in a moment from our chief meteorologist on that, and the Packers play on Sunday. All right, breaking news just came in. There is an extremely slow driver southbound heading towards Green Bay just outside of Oconto. He's driving a pickup truck, and there is a line of traffic behind them. It has been the talk of Twitter, Facebook, and my great aunt's church group. All right. Actually, we do have somebody on the scene in a Honda Accord. He's our chief news correspondent out on the road. Let's hear from our chief news correspondent.
Hey, Chuck, it's me, Steve. We're just over here on Highway 41. I noticed a car was driving a little slow, so I decided to just do a little jog next to him and try to interview the driver. Excuse me.
Yes.
Steve, WGBW Comedy City News. Can why are you going so slow? The sign clearly says 70 miles per hour.
Well, I'm going to the diner. You know, I gotta eat. And, you know, at that church service, I just I don't want to be rushed. You know, I'm in this day of this age that I can't be rushed.
I'm sorry. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name's Tim.
Tim is a lazy driver because he's going to Disney. Not Disney, dinner. What? Do you like Disney dinner?
Yes.
Hey, can we find out what is so great about this dinner he's heading to?
Yeah, where are you going?
Well, they have a senior special, 65 plus, $5 for 3 eggs, 2 bacon, 1 toast, and coffee.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
That's a pretty good deal.
$5? Where is this at?
It's at the Nancy's Diner. She serves it up hot.
Well, I should hope so, because if they had cold coffee and cold eggs, that's not even worth $5 to me, and I eat eggs every day. Anyways, back to you in the studio. I'll get more information on this diner, and I'll come back to you after I have some bacons.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, so let's move right on over to the sports news for the day. We already know that we have the Packers playing this weekend, but we're also told that just outside of Oconto, there's some other interesting sports going on. So I'm going to throw it over to Jim Ringo, our sports broadcaster.
Thanks you very much. You know, as a big sports guy myself, Packers are obviously in the forefront of my frontal lobe and my thinking. You know, I want to express that I can't wait to see them play the other opposition team that they're going to play today, tomorrow, Sunday? Sunday.
Sunday.
You're going to play Sunday. But as you were saying, there's other teams that are playing this weekend too. We got the Beavers, local hockey team, ladies hockey team. Go Beavers. We got the Mole Rats, a baseball team that doesn't know that it's not baseball season anymore, right? It's not baseball season anymore.
All right. You know what? That's enough for sports this evening. We'll have a conversation with you after the broadcast. However, we did just get word there's been a development on Highway 41, so we're going to throw it back out to the road right now.
Hey, it's Chuck. Thanks, Chuck. It's Steve again. So it turns out our little advertisement for the diner is causing more people to drive 30 miles an hour on the highway. You, sir, and the, excuse me, you, I'm not going to, you're rolled on the window. Where are you going?
Oh, me, I'm going to the diner.
Hey, what's your name, sir?
My name's Craig. I'm really excited for this diner. I heard it's pretty good. I heard on the news, he said that's $5 for 3 eggs, 2 bacon, 1 toast, and a cup of coffee, too. Wow. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal, you know. I like to save a few bucks where I'm from, you know.
Steve, can you ask, is that Craig Knitt?
Yeah, he's got a license plate that's hand-drawn. Yeah, but it's definitely Craig.
I bet he's trying to film a movie while he's doing this.
I am.
Oh. All right, well, thank you for that report from the road. We're actually going to switch on over a few gears and let's hear about the weather. Unless we have to
can
get
we help, can we pause weather? That's great. We got to do a quick thing. We got to do news. The guys from Comedy City are here. The Tunics and Scott, and they just did a great newscast. I hope we can pick up with weather when we come back.
Oh, we'll move on to something else.
Or whatever you guys want to do.
We'll go to the real news.
All right, we're hanging out here in the studio with Comedy City, and Civic Media's award-winning news is next, and we'll be back with more improv live here at Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Matt Gaetz has taken himself out of contention for Attorney General over growing concerns about sexual misconduct allegations. President Trump has chosen former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to take his place. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
In comparison to Matt Gaetz, she's likely to be treated more favorably, at least by the Republican senator.
A second storm has pounded the wind-battered Northwest. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn.
This was one of the most severe storms we've faced in over a decade. We had over 500,000 out of power, and those are just our customers.
The Kremlin says it used a new hypersonic missile against the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro in response to strikes into Russia with American-made missiles. CBS's Holly Williams.
Some believe both Russia and Ukraine are trying to maximize their gains before President-elect Donald Trump takes office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting.
It was a really cool thing.
Just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we'd lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy again with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition with Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, with a Badger Packer preview, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, we're back here at the Nightlife Studios here at WGBW, and it's great to have the guys from Comedy City here. Nick Wallander, Scott Rumott, and Nick Hendel are here tonight. They did some improv for us right before the news. Guys, first of all, do you have any holiday shows coming up? Do you guys get more crowded then?
Oh, yeah. Business picks up regardless at the holiday season. But recently, in the last couple of years, we decided, hey, let's create a couple of holiday themed shows. So we have quite a bit of stuff coming up. It's crazy the number of shows that we have. And it starts next week, technically, the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday night. We don't ever do shows on Wednesdays. We tried it last year, and people are looking for stuff to do rather than hang out with their in-laws or talk to their high school friends at a bar. That's the start of it next Wednesday night. And then next weekend, we start one of four shows called Snowy Mittens, an improvised holiday romance. It's an improvised take on Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it writes itself as we're on stage. Those movies are all so similar that we get suggestions from we basically do a Mad Libs with the audience. And just fill in the blank and create a plot line and play it out. That one's been pretty popular. We have at the theater itself, we have a couple radio plays coming up in the week right before Christmas, and it's two nights, and it's if you aren't familiar with radio plays, it's like going back to the 30s and 40s. Actors reading from scripts, and then we have a Foley station where the sound effects are created live. Last year we did A Christmas Story. This year we went a little more contemporary, and it's going to be Die Hard.
Nice.
Yeah, and then later that week we have a tradition that we've done for almost 10 years now, the Comedy Roast of Santa Claus. Don't bring the kids. It's a riot. And then right before Christmas, we have another Snowy Mittens. We have a puppet-based show for the kids where we improvise with puppets. That's been fun. And then there's also the John Brunage Christmas special, which is one of our troop members, John Brunage. He will tell you that it's a Christmas special featuring him, John Brunage, and leave it at that. But it's more like an improvised take on the old Dean Martin Christmas specials. And I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting in the mix as well. But check us out at comedycity.net or comedycity.fun. I like saying that version of it because you can get a .fun domain on the internet.
Oh, no kidding.
That's what we got.
That's great.
So, yeah, comedycity.fun. You can see the whole lineup there or check us out on Facebook.
Who are your, if you have people that you kind of emulate or that inspired you as improvisers, who would they be, Second City or Groundlings or SCTV?
It's also a local person as well. When I grew up, I watched Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
And Joel Hodgson was from Oshawabanon.
Yeah.
And I watched that, and I'm addicted to that show. So, I think a lot of the improvisation that I did when I was younger was just talking back to the TV and just seeing, how funny I could be to myself. but then I took that, to the Comedy City, and I was like, all right, let's do some jokes now. And I can just boom, 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 shout out things that I want to say, riffs and all that stuff.
What about you guys?
Yeah, definitely for me, when I was a child, I liked, watching Eddie Murphy and stuff. I liked Plaintive Accents, but a more local hero for me is a guy in our troupe named Garth Zimmerman, or Mr. Zimmerman to me. So in the sixth grade, he was my teacher. He was my sixth grade teacher. After school, he had this improv club that he ran for many, many years, doing games that we play now, that we play in the troupe.
Yeah.
And he was teaching kids improv, because kids and improv go really well together. Kids don't have any, they're not in any boxes,
There's no filter.
There's no filter. Right. They have such creativity that they can just spew out, and teaching those skills of working together was really good. So Mr. Zimmerman, I can't break that.
So funny that you call another guy in your troupe Mr.
Oh yeah, we
just him.
This guy 70 or something.
He taught me everything I knew. And he actually retired the year my year, so he never taught any more improv. He's still in the troupe. But then when I was in high school, he asked me to join, and so that's how I started. And so for me, a lot of my improv was from him, because before that, I had no idea what improv was. I had no basis for it. So
that's so cool. What about you, Nick?
I think I have a few different influences. And I mean, going back to being a kid, I was always in a little trouble for, you know, trying to be too funny. And eventually, you know, found a way to use it. but I think this goes all the way back to... I was a fan of pro wrestling as a kid, and there were a lot of really popular wrestlers, guys like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Those guys rarely used a script, and they were funny as can be. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, there was a point in time where I'm in, like, high school, and I'm like, let's do backyard wrestling, and, like, maybe I'll get in shape and do that one day. Didn't happen. But then, you know, you start watching a lot of comedy on TV. In college, I saw a little stand-up. There was an improv group on campus I watched a few times. At that point, I had no idea I wanted to do it. And then when I moved to Green Bay about 17 years ago, I started watching Comedy City shows. And that's where I think I really got inspired. It was like, oh, wow, there are people doing this locally. This isn't like trying to get to L.A. or Chicago or New York. You can do improv anywhere. So auditions were held. So I'd say, like, the people that I really, like, looked at and said, they're great, I'd like to do this, are people like Mike Esterkhan, who is our fearless leader, and even Craig Kindit. I'll bring him. He's one of the guys that I would see in shows all the time. And, you know, he was brilliant. My friend Jessica Blavitt was a regular performing back in the day, and she was absolutely brilliant. As well. So it was just really cool to see that you can do improv anywhere. Anyone can do it. And I gave it a shot, auditioned a couple times, and ended up in it. And now I get to be friends with those people.
You didn't say my name.
Yeah. Well, you're here. That'd be weird. You're here.
He doesn't want any of that awkwardness between.
Yeah. I'll slide you a dollar.
It's so cool that you guys, and you're right, that this group exists in Green Bay. You don't even have to go to Milwaukee. You know, it's right here. And it's such a great outlet. All right. You guys are going to do something next called Advice Column. Explain what this is to us.
All right. So we're going to get some general suggestions, each of us, that is going to inform the type of character we're going to play.
Okay.
And then at that point, once we get that suggestion, we'll introduce ourselves, and then we'll get ready to field questions from either you, Conrad, or anyone in the audience who might have one on the text, Facebook, wherever.
If people want to text in a suggestion, what kind of stuff do you recommend they text in?
Like, not like yes or no type questions, open-ended, like
anything. Hey, they're looking for advice.
Yeah,
from,
like, what should I do?
Actual advice.
Yeah, what should I do about my boss who's overbearing? Or,
okay,
you know, my dog keeps digging holes.
Okay, that's all right, folks. If you want to get part of the fun here, text in a suggestion for these guys. This is Advice Column, and you can get actual advice for a problem you're having. So let us know. You can call or text. What do you need from us to get started?
We'll each ask a question and. First, and then we'll get our character set.
Okay.
So for my character, I'm going to base it off of a dialect, or like a European dialect that you might have, or a regional accent that you might have. So that's what I'm looking for my character.
So other you or Conrad, if you got one?
Give you a dialect. Yeah, like
a dialect, if you could, you know.
Is like, Northeast Wisconsin too easy? How about Illinois? How about Chicago?
You want Chicago?
Yeah.
I'll try it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'll take how about a hobby that you might think people just spend a lot of time doing?
Bowling.
Nice.
All right.
All right. And then what, like a group of people from like high school or college, like, oh, it's that group of people at the table.
The Glee Club.
Glee Club. All right. All right. We'll start with Nick and have him introduce himself.
Hey, Yeah, I'm a Gary. My name's Gary. I'm from Chicago, the Windy City. You know, I'm proud to be here. I'm real excited to be here. Answer your questions. I'm get some advice answered. Send your questions my way. You know, I'm here for it.
All right, my name's Dave. I go bowling down at the long range. I got a 297 last week, not to brag, but it's pretty hard score to get, but you know, I think I might go to the pros eventually, maybe once I take those bumpers out.
Hey everybody, my name is Trevor. I am here to dole out all the best advice. La 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 la.
All right. So it's suggestion time. Okay. Craig Kinnett says, hey guys, I've got some kids that just can't behave this close to Christmas. What advice would you have?
Well, I think a great idea would be to take all of them to the movie theater and have them see a Wicked, but take them to AMC theaters where they said they're not allowed to sing or talk, and let the people at the theater take care of it.
Now, what I like to do is when my children are causing a ruckus, I just take some of the 12-pound balls and have them hold one in each hand. That way they walk around the house carrying that weight, those 24 pounds and all. And it just tuckers them out. They get all tired and sleepy. They don't even have any energy to fight back. They'll just be like, okay, I'll go to bed now.
Nah. I tell them. Santa's not coming around. He's not coming around. And I'll hand deliver the coal to him. I'll give him the coal. I'll tell him, you know, you're a bad kid. You're getting nothing but coal, and you can't even use it. We don't use coal anymore. You can't even use it.
I've got a neighbor who parks in my driveway. What should I do?
Well, what you got to do is make sure that your driveway is so dangerous for him that he cannot park his car, because as soon as he gets in out of his car, you just put a whole bunch of wax down and he'll slide and fall. Or if it gets winter time, you just spray your whole driveway down with water. It'll freeze. He'll fall. He'll think twice about parking in your driveway.
You know, I'd say me and you are friends, right? Me and you are friends. Well, I got this cousin of mine. His name's Tony. He runs his own fixer up a place. He takes away cars when they need to be taken away. You know what I mean? And you give him a call. You give Tony a call. You say Gary sent you, and he'll fix that. He'll get rid of that car for you.
Just the car?
Yeah. Okay. Just the car.
Well, I think you should challenge him to a sing-off. So you get your best friends, and he'll get his besties, and you just get stand on both sides of the driveway, and you just start singing. And if that doesn't work, you should do what they did in Hamilton and just duel it out.
If that doesn't work, maybe just a dance-off or an arm wrestle or something.
Sure, whatever. But definitely some singing should be involved.
It's Nick Wallander, Scott Rumont, and Nick Hendel here doing advice column. They're from Comedy City in De Pere. Check out their shows. They have a lot of stuff going on this time of year. Can you guys hang out? We got one more quick break, and then I'd love it if you help me close down the show.
I mean, totally.
Sometimes stay in character if you want. I want to ask you about your venue when we come back and your theater and what that's like, and we'll put a bow on this thing. Thanks so much for being here tonight, guys. Scott and the Knicks will be here, and Craig hopefully will still stick with us here on the stream. This is Peach Wabbit at Nightlight. We are coming right back, and I'll read some more of your texts too.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tomorrow night on the show, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with some new music, like she is every week, and some great conversation. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Tonight, we have the guys from Comedy City here in De Pere, the two Nicks. The two Nicks and Scott, if you guys ever break off, I think that could be a great sketch group name.
We're looking for, we have another Nick in the troupe. We have three Nicks, and so we're looking for a fourth Nick to join so we can do a Nick at Night show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
A little Knicker Shop Quartet, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And we'll go to the text line here, too. I want to make sure we get these in. Steady Eddie says, Pete, my world record, one word or maybe two, Haagen-Dazs. I heard Haagen-Dazs is just a made-up word or two. I believe I could eat more Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream in 1 hour than any other human being now alive. It's very specific, Eddie.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. It's on. I would be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I would finally be rich and famous, or maybe just fat and ready for a nap. Steady Eddie. P.S. Jim Ringo played center for the Packers in the 1960s. Am I right? He's right. Right,
yeah.
Guys? Yeah. Bridget says, from the 818 says, oldest living person. Breaking the record is inspiring me to get really healthy. What is the... Con, can you go to the Google? What's the record for oldest living person?
Is that that's
110 or something?
I think
like
114.
114 was going to be my guess. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Like
122.
Oh, 122.
Wow. Okay.
That's a whole child away.
I am 22 right now. So that's 100 years.
100 years. Yeah.
101 if you want to break it.
I know.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
100, but they haven't been sexually active since they were 41. That's a long time between hay rides, folks. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, see if I'm in time. Totally made up. I breed chihuahuas with Great Danes. You are a sick man. I breed chihuahuas with Great Danes, and I can't stop them from making a mess after their special time. Any help?
Well, I think the biggest problem here is that maybe you just shouldn't do that.
I think if you just get some of that spray they put in the shoes, it'll just clean up anything. It'll
the bowling kill any, shoe spray?
Yeah,
I think it's a very
germs.
Profitable venture. I'd like to discuss this further.
Oh, you are a sick man, Jameson. That's Jameson from Pennsylvania. So the guys from Comedy City are here in De Pere. Tell us about your venue. You guys got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, our theater is located in historic downtown West De Pere.
Beautiful.
West side of the bridge there. We have been there, I think, 5 years now in that particular location. It's a very intimate theater. We have capacity for about 70 seats. So there's never a bad seat. You see the stage right there. Doors usually open half hour before the shows. We have a bar at the venue, so you can get your drinks, popcorn, candy. So you can make a whole night of it. And we're actually right next door to another bar that's a great place to go after the show. The Porch, if you haven't been there. So it's downtown De Pere is actually phenomenal for dinner and entertainment, if you let it be.
That's great. Do you guys have, when I did stand up in the 90s, it was never as bad as people said, but every once in a while you get a heckler. Do you have that same problem doing improv? Are there people like that?
Yeah, and I think they're a different kind of heckler. Usually our hecklers are people who got drunk and really confident. And either they just keep trying to force their suggestions in and everyone's just like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. or you ignore them and then they take it personally.
Yo.
So then they try to like be louder and even more inappropriate. So usually the way that we deal with them is, direct the attention elsewhere and then they settle down. But in some cases they don't. So you just literally just call them out on it and you make them the joke.
Yeah.
And probably like stand-up guys would do as well, you know, make them the joke and they'll decide to be quiet or leave. And every once in a while, that's what someone chooses to do. They're just like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd be better, like, just because there's more of you on stage, like, whereas a stand-up is up there flying solo.
Yeah.
You guys are probably a little more, not intimidating, but, like, they'd be more hesitant to heckle.
Yeah. It's not often, but it does happen from time to time.
Okay. That's good. Well, one last plug for the holiday shows. Let people know and where they can find out more information and get some tickets.
Yeah, check us out at comedycity.fun. We are also Comedy City Theater on Facebook. So much fun stuff coming up. If you like Hallmark movies, we've got Snowy Mittens. This weekend, we've got, for Widow's Weekend, we have an all-women show, Hilarious, 8:30 Saturday night. There's so much going on. I'm not even going to list it off. There's something for everyone, including New Year's Eve. We do three shows on New Year's Eve. We do simulated countdowns for the family show at 5 and the adult show at 7:30. So if you can't stay up that late, we'll take care of you.
Is there ever nudity?
No.
Okay.
Not yet, unless someone really not, you know.
Only once, I think. Only once.
Conrad wanted me to ask, so I just thought I would. You guys are great. Thank you so much. It was great having you in the studio. And Jameson checks in and he says, haha, thanks. Just wanted to throw a curveball. Well, your problem was answered there, Jameson. Thank you for the text. Thank you all for the texts and the calls. And thank you guys for being here tonight. This was really fun. And thank you to Yao. That was fun, Conrad.
Yeah, I can't wait to try some of that peanut
the brittle. Butter. I know. I thought it was like Mocklet, and it's totally opposite. It's like a real candy that's real natural.
Nothing can be as bad as Mocklet, as Monica says.
Take your word for it. will you guys come back sometime? This was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have you guys back on the show. And we can you can get up, move around. Is it physical? Do you ever get like crazy physical on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Is it mostly?
Yeah. There are nights where I regret not being more physically fit.
our previous location had a hole in the wall that one of our performers got a little too excited and he just knocked into it and broke it. And then after they patched it, he broke it again.
We will sacrifice our bodies for you if you come see us.
Thus the new venue. All right. thank you guys for being here. This was great. And it was great to meet you guys. That's Nick Wallander, Nick Hendel, and Scott Rumat. Thanks so much. And thank you to everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow night to do this show on a Friday, a bar band Friday night. And filmmaker Cole Sheldon will be here too. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we get back into our usual routine of kicking off the weekend with Mark Jacob, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlot's weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.